Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Saturday night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 20s. For Sunday and Monday, we'll continue with sunny skies, lower 50s. Right now, it's 23.
Adults, this winter, have yourself a grown-up snow day with winter tires from Michelin and build a snowman on a Tuesday. Between November 14th and December 14th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
For safe winter driving all season long, get a new set of Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
Today is the last day for this Michelin special. Take advantage of Mike's OK Tire.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A state court judge is considering whether to block Kansas from enforcing a ban on telemedicine abortions due to start in January. Judge Franklin Theis today will hear an abortion rights group's request to stop the law. The Center for Reproductive Rights contends the ban violates the state constitution by treating women seeking abortions differently than other telemedicine patients. The Douglas County Commission is considering a plan to add between 84 and 154 beds to the county jail. Under Sheriff Gary Bunting and Assistant County Administrator Sarah Plinsky presented the plan this week. The commission asked for a plan that would allow the county to stop housing 50 to 80 inmates in other counties. Back in May, county voters rejected a $44 million jail expansion proposal. And it looks like outside of a little wind, Kansas finally got a weekend without a storm system. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Officials in Topeka say the city's online utilities payment system is safe after a cyber attack back in November. City spokeswoman Molly Hadfield says the system was breached on the 1st of November. Its billing payment software vendor, Central Square, notified the city of a possible cyber attack on December 7th. The breach might have affected up to 10,000 Topeka customers. Crime Stoppers and the Barton County Sheriff's Office asking for the public's help to locate 29-year-old Carrie Lane McBride, wanted on a Rush County warrant for felony theft. The Barton County Sheriff's Office says it has reasons to believe that McBride has access to guns and has made threats against law enforcement. KWCH-TV reports McBride stands about 5 foot 6 inches tall and weighs around 130 pounds with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information on Carrie McBride is asked to contact Barton County Law Enforcement. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Farming and ranching is more than what you do. It's who you are. Blue Valley Insurance has been protecting hardworking farmers just like you by providing the customized coverage you need to protect your hard-earned dreams. From small family farms to medium-sized growers and ranches, we can help you secure the coverage to help meet your unique needs. Visit any of our Blue Valley Insurance offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. State prosecutors say a man has been arrested in the death last year of a southwestern Nebraska man. The Nebraska Attorney General's Office says 42-year-old Darren Mason was arrested this week on a warrant charging him with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit robbery. Radio station KRVN reports the charges come in the death of 49-year-old Todd Miller, whose body was found on August 16th of last year in his Culbertson home. The state of Nebraska has abandoned two major computer system upgrades for different agencies after spending more than $12 million combined on them. Omaha World Herald reports that the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services pulled the plug on an $84 million contract to create a new Medicaid eligibility and enrollment system. The state also dumped a $12 million Department of Administrative Services project after running into snags. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Year's. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board hit pause on hiring a construction manager to complete projects designated as priorities that would use remaining bond funds, as the recent construction project, including the new activity center, came in under budget. Various ideas had been considered, and school officials had interviewed two project managers within the past week. However, Superintendent Bill Mullins indicated at Wednesday night's monthly meeting that he would wait with passing along those recommendations, pending board discussion later in the meeting that could revisit an earlier proposal to complete an ag education complex to the south of a new activity center. That was dropped as initial cost estimates were higher than remaining bond funds. That conversation was prompted by a group of district patrons that had met a week earlier and showed up Wednesday with over 50 people in attendance at the board meeting. During public comment, Jim Borgerding, representing the FFA alumni organization, spoke in favor of considering an ag complex connected to the main building. He cited student access and safety concerns going outside to classroom space in the metal buildings south of the junior-senior high. He pointed out the importance of ag and tech education and went on indicating that any district investment in the now 30- and 50-year-old metal buildings being used would be money wasted. Allie Argo spoke as a member of the Kids Committee, a group of parents who lobbied the community for successful passage of the bond issue that went to a public vote. She also highlighted safety and security concerns, as these were first and foremost among benefits sold to voters. The initial third phase considered called for removal of the metal buildings and addition of an updated ag complex. She urged using the bond monies as originally planned and proposed. Concluding her comments, she also emphasized the value of ag and vocational skills, asking the board to reopen bids and explore feasibility of a connected ag complex, urging visits of updated facilities at area schools. The matter was discussed by the board later in the meeting. KNDY will have additional follow-up on that as well as other board actions in future news stories. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities today for all age groups. If you do not have a current application on file, please bring proof of income. Contact the Agency on Aging if you need information at 562-5522. Distribution this morning in Blue Rapids at the Community Center from 9 to 10. In Vermilion, the American Legion, and Waterville at the Community Center today from 10 to 11. Beatty, Bremen, Herkimer, Home City, Oquito, and Marysville residents pick up commodities today at the Helvering Center from 9 until noon. Community Christmas celebrations continue this weekend. Santa Claus will visit Greenleaf at the mall Saturday at 9:30 a.m. with drawings from local businesses. Santa will visit Lynn Saturday, arriving at 10:30 with a soup lunch to follow at 11. Drawings will be held. Bingo begins at 11:30. Axtell will host soup with Santa Saturday from 11 to 1 at the community building. Santa is to arrive at noon. Living nativities are planned Saturday, 10 to 2, behind the Kester House Museum in downtown Marysville, featuring camel rides. Wymore Church of Christ will feature their 25th annual Living Nativity Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the church at 618 West M Street in Wymore. On Sunday evening, the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville will host a live nativity with over 100 nativities on display at the church at 10th and Elm. Also Sunday, the Diller community will host a soup supper from 6 until 7 at the Opera House, with Santa arriving at 7, as well as ham, turkey, and ornament drawings. TNDY will air the Marshall County Community Choir Christmas Cantata again Monday evening, and the Axtell Community Choir Christmas Cantata Wednesday evening. Both programs air following news and weather at 6 p.m. on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Rollin E. Sperry, age 75, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rollin Sperry. Bill Lovell, Sr., age 77, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 7. Family will greet friends Friday from 5:30 until 7. At the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home at Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Bill Lovell, Sr. Lori D. Coleman, age 52, of Waterville, passed away November 20th. A memorial service will be held Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lori Coleman. Phyllis E. Livers, age 86, of Normal, Illinois, passed away December 3rd. Funeral service Monday, December 17th, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Livers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, wheat roll, Capri blend, and mixed fruit. On Monday's menu, Swiss steak, wheat roll, baby bakers, country blend, and sliced peaches. KNDY News, time is 7:17.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast from Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, weather-wise, not a whole lot is going to be going on across the area as we head through the day, into the weekend, and even into the early parts of next week. We're looking at sunny skies, dry weather. Thanks to a high-pressure system, we have a cold front that's going to move through, it looks like, as we head into Sunday, but it's going to be a dry cold front. So expect to see sunny skies and quiet weather. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. As we get into the weekend, for tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Saturday night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 20s. As we get into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs right around 52. For Sunday night, mostly clear in the mid-20s. And Monday, once again, sunny skies in the lower 50s. And that's a look at your local forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high on this day 70 in 1921. The average low 23. The record low is 12 below zero on this date in 1961. Sunset this evening at 5:01. Sunrise in the morning at 7:34. 23 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the north. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 14th of December. KNDY News, time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A record-setting 50-point night and a gutsy call at the goal line. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Phillip Rivers led a feverish comeback for the Chargers against the Chiefs, tossing two touchdowns for 313 yards. No throw was more important than his two-point conversion with 4 seconds left.
Going for two to try to win it. Rivers takes the snap, retreating, fires it for the near side, wide open. It's good for two, Mike Williams, wide open. And the Chargers take the lead with 4 seconds to go in the game.
On KFI, Los Angeles edges Kansas City 29-28 to clinch a playoff berth. In Houston, James Harden stuffed the stat sheet, going off for his fourth 50-point triple-double, the most in NBA history.
And now the crowd wants Harden to go for 50. He's dribbling.
Well, he may as well. He's this close.
There he goes, down the middle, pulls up, lays it in. 50 points for James Harden.
On KSPN, Rockets beat the Lakers 126-111. Spurs extend their winning streak to 4, crushing the Clippers 125-87. Multiple baseballers on the move. The Mariners acquiring Edwin Encarnacion from the Indians. Cleveland receives Carlos Santana from Seattle and Jake Bowers from Tampa Bay. And the Rays get Yandy Diaz, a minor leaguer, and the 77th pick in the 2019 competitive balance draft. ESPN's Pedro Gomez.
I just spoke to Carlos Santana. He is beyond ecstatic. He feels like, I am coming home. This is where I belong, is what he told me. So you have a very, very happy player coming to the Indians who is very familiar and very comfortable with the city of Cleveland.
The Mariners have traded 11 players since November 7th. Dirk Nowitzki made his season debut, marking his 21st season with the Mavs, the most by a player with one team. But T.J. Warren spoiled the return, scoring a season-high 30 for the Suns.
In the corner, Ariza. Now to Warren. Warren for three. Shazam! And he's fouled.
On KTAR, Phoenix won 99-89. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. The Valley Heights games at Donovan West have been postponed due to a flu outbreak at Donovan West. Marysville entertains Chapman live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County will host Centralia live on FM 95.5. Hanover's at Onega, Axtell at Lynn, Diller O'Dell hosting Lewiston. Saturday evening will air Diller O'Dell at Hanover live on FM 95.5. Southern tips off at HTRS.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House of Representatives followed through with passage of the Farm Bill yesterday, sending the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018 to President Trump for his signature. House members voted 369 to 47 in favor of the bill. Of those voting against the bill, 44 Republicans, 3 Democrats. The action followed Tuesday's passage in the Senate by a vote of 87 to 13. The long-awaited 5-year farm bill replaces the 2014 one that expired at the end of September. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway said the bill is set on a better path for producers, rural communities, and American consumers. The House action met obvious fanfare from the agriculture community. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, who will implement the bill once signed, said there were missed opportunities, things like forest management and work requirements for certain SNAP recipients, but said the bill does provide a strong safety net for farmers and ranchers who need the dependability and certainty. From Washington. Well, China appears to have begun follow-through on planned purchases of U.S. soybeans. Reuters is reporting that China made its first major purchase of U.S. soybeans in more than 6 months. Chinese state-owned companies purchased at least 500,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans. That's equivalent of roughly 18 million bushels. Other reports suggest China has purchased as much as 2 million metric tons. The purchases follow an announcement after talks between the U.S. and China at the G20 summit that China would resume buying U.S. ag products. Traders said the soybeans are expected to be shipped from grain terminals in the Pacific Northwest. That's the most direct route to Asia. Historically, China has been the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans, importing about 60% of all U.S. soybeans exported. Last year, the value, more than $12 billion. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News and America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, of course, trade promotion is a key part of the Farm Bill. The House and Senate passed by overwhelming margins this week, even as there are signs U.S. trade tensions with China may be thawing out. Lawmakers were taking no chances on farm trade, even as rumors swirled that Chinese state-owned buyers have bought 30 or more cargoes of U.S. soybeans in a possible thaw in trade relations with the United States. House Ag Chair Michael Conaway They stressed the importance of promoting U.S. farm exports and agriculture's suspicion of China shortly before the Farm Bill won final passage.
China recently oversubsidized just three crops by more than $100 billion in a single year. Put in perspective, China spent more on excess illegal subsidies in a year than the entire U.S. safety net covering all commodities will cost in roughly two farm bills.
That's one reason that lawmakers fully funded, at producers' request, trade promotion programs.
This includes fully funding the market access program and the foreign market development program. We also succeeded in maintaining the vital link between America's farmers and ranchers and U.S. food aid by preserving the in-kind food assistance to our neighbors in need from around the world.
In the meantime, American Soybean Association Director Rob Schaefer from Illinois had this on the reports of renewed China buys of United States soybeans.
It's a good first step. We need all we can get here in the Midwest and across the country for soybean farmers, and a good first step. And we'd love to see Secretary Perdue continue with the MFP funding of the second round.
Trade talks continue with China, and President Trump recently brokered a ceasefire in the tariff war with Beijing. The Canadian arrest of a Chinese tech executive may hurt progress. China so far has kept the arrest and trade issues separate. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Years. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
Time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The missing co-op elevator manager has been found, and he's in a lot of trouble. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The 250 or so members of the Ashby Farmers Co-op Elevator in Ashby, Minnesota, were shell-shocked to find out in September that their co-op, which was established 110 years ago, was broke and it was being dissolved. It's because the longtime elevator manager, Jerry Hennessy, had disappeared and had allegedly emptied the co-op's bank accounts of about $5.5 million that he used on hunting trips, home construction projects, land purchases, taxidermy, and paying his personal Cabela's credit card to the tune of $1 million. Hennessy remained on the run until December 4th, when he turned himself in. The 56-year-old had managed that co-op since 1988. Initial investigations show he had siphoned off money while inflating grain inventories over the last 15 years. In September, after he had disappeared, the co-op discovered multiple checks written by Hennessy to himself for over $40,000 and including a check of $135,000. At least 12 checks, totaling more than $400,000, were used for items such as South Africa mounts and Zimbabwe double kudu pedestals and a zebra pedestal. In addition, the co-op board's investigation showed that on January 27th of 2017, Hennessy mailed a check in the amount of just over $34,000 from the co-op's account for a partial payment toward the purchase of hunting property in Kennebec County, Minnesota. After the co-op found these payments, they requested Hennessy meet with them on the morning of September 10th. Well, he didn't show up. Turns out he met a friend who drove him to Des Moines, Iowa. There, two of Hennessy's acquaintances, who were later interviewed by police, said that Hennessy admitted that he had taken money from his employer and was in a lot of trouble. The co-op dissolved. The elevator was closed for a month until nearby Wheaton Dumont Co-op Elevator leased the facility and reopened it. As for the missing money, will the co-op members get their $5.5 million back? Attorney Eric Algren, who was hired by the co-op's board, says Hennessy's surrender may bring some closure, but his return to Minnesota does not mean that everybody's going to be paid back. Algren hopes to be able to liquidate some of Hennessy's assets and use that money to reimburse the co-op members at least some of what they are owed by their longtime elevator manager. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Oh, one more thing. I forgot to mention that last week was World Soil Day. So celebrate belatedly in whatever manner you see fit. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 23 degrees with a light north wind in Marysville this morning. Sunshine on tap, highs warming into the middle upper 40s today with a pleasant weekend ahead.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Phillip Rivers led the Chargers to a pair of touchdowns in the final minutes, then hit Mike Williams for the go-ahead two-point conversion with 4 seconds remaining to give Los Angeles a 29-28 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last night. Not only did the Chargers clinch a playoff berth, they forged a first-place tie with the Chiefs, who are now 11-3 in the AFC West, while ending a nine-game losing streak to their longtime division rivals. Up next for the Chiefs, they'll travel to Seattle to take on the Seahawks this Sunday in an evening game, kickoff set for 7:20. In round ball, the KU Jayhawks playing host to the Villanova Wildcats at Lawrence tomorrow. That game tipping off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wichita State hosts the Southern Mississippi Golden Eagles at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. And K-State hosts the Georgia State Panthers at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
At Star Seed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Star Seed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Star Seed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
The New York Knicks announced yesterday that the team has waived Kansas son and guard Ron Baker. Baker appeared in 92 games, 14 starts over three seasons with New York, posting averages of 3.3 points, 1.8 assists, and 1.5 rebounds over 14.7 minutes. The native from Scott City was signed as an undrafted rookie free agent on August 1st of 2016 before re-signing in August of last year. Baker played at Wichita State from 2012 to 2016 and helped lead WSU to a golden age of prosperity with three conference titles and nine NCAA tournament wins in four trips, including a 2013 Final Four appearance. Fans of the former Negro League could have a chance to commemorate some of its stars through a series of bobbleheads. The effort is designed to help mark the upcoming centennial of baseball's Negro National League, which began in Kansas City in 1920. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. The Valley Heights games at Donovan West have been postponed due to a flu outbreak at Donovan West. Marysville entertains Chapman live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County will host Centralia live on FM 95.5. Hanover's at Onega, Axtell at Lynn, Diller O'Dell hosting Lewiston. Saturday evening will air Diller O'Dell at Hanover live on FM 95.5. Southern tips off at HTRS.
Some of the best winter fun is on a frozen lake or pond. How thick does the ice need to be for safety? We will share a few guidelines today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 14th, the 348th day of the year. Aviation hero Jimmy Doolittle was born on this day, and 199 years ago, Alabama became our 22nd state. Pond hockey, ice fishing, and leisure skating are great winter fun, but the dangers can't be underestimated. How do you know if it's safe? Here's a thumbnail safety guide. For one person on foot, 3 inches is the minimum safe thickness. For a group in single file, 4 inches. A passenger car or light truck will need 8 inches of support, and an 8-ton truck will need a foot of ice or more. It's a good idea to get second opinions from lakeside businesses or your local parks department, and of course, never put your safety at risk if you're not sure. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Gloomy clouds of night.